I speak this morning in God's name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. Two foreign words sum up this day. Two Aramaic sayings that may well still be ringing in our ears and in our hearts. Two words. Hosanna and Eli lema sabachthani. Hosanna, a cry of hope, a cry of joy and victory. It means God saves. Lema sabachthani, a cry of despair and a cry of loneliness. God, why have you abandoned me? And we need both. Though they seem to conflict, we need both. We have to be able to hold both these sayings in our hearts. We have to acknowledge their strange, paradoxical truth. We have to hold them in their proper balance. Hosanna. Lema sabachthani. We need to hear the Hosanna. We need to know in our hearts, especially now as we're about to set off together through the pilgrimage of Holy Week and all that it will bring us. We have to know in our hearts that God really does save. God really is victorious. We need Hosanna to help overcome the timidness and darkness that can creep into our own souls. Without that word of victory and hope, we can drift so easily into unchristian pessimism. I had an uncle who was retired and spent all day every day sitting in his apartment listening to the Police frequency on his radio. For Uncle Randall, the world was basically an irredeemable catastrophe, a random sequence of horrible events he had no control of, happening over and over and over again. Uncle Randall, certain that God must see things the same way, thought that God was probably just going to torch the whole thing. Get out of the creation business, go back to heaven, and forget about it altogether. Uncle Randall was one of my less fun relatives. But we need Hosanna. We need that word of victory to remind us Uncle Randall was wrong. God saves. God wins. God isn't getting out of the creation business. He's getting into the recreation business. He doesn't torch the world he made and loves. He renews it. He doesn't give up and retire into the serene peace and quiet of heaven. He comes to us, and he moves heaven and earth to bring us back to him. He doesn't abandon his world. He seeks it. It is his great sovereign will that we be back together again. Humans with each other and humanity with him. That's what he wants. And God wins. God saves. Hosanna. We need that word. But we need that other saying too. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. God, my God, why have you forsaken me? We need to hear those words from the lips of our Savior. We need those words to remind us that, yes, God is victorious, but His victory comes on His terms, His way, not ours. What are the typical human strategies for winning a victory? What do we do left to our own devices? We seize power. We stage a coup. We impose our will. We use force and strength to sweep away the people who oppose us and promote the people that like us. In our slightly more enlightened moments, we pass legislation and make rules that we convince ourselves will make everything all better. Uncle Randall thought that really there should be two or three guys kind of like him in charge of everything with complete obedience severely imposed. Did I mention that Uncle Randall lived alone? And however we do it, whatever we do, it never works. Not really. Not completely. At best, in our more enlightened moments, we can mitigate some of the worst that we do to each other. At our worst, we just make things worse. And this all seems, all this imposition of will and coercion and strength, it all seems so natural to us. That's how you win. It all seems so natural. And God doesn't do any of it. God sends His Son. God sends the Son He loves into this mess. And He sends Him armed with nothing but love. No army, no power, no political clout. Because the problem was never really about power and who holds it. The problem is human sin and how to overcome it. So Jesus comes to the place we find Him today. After all the palm branches and parades, Jesus comes to His passion. He comes to the cross. Though He's never ever sinned, in His passion and on that cross, all the consequences of our human sin comes crashing down on Him, and He chooses to be there. All the mess and pain that our sin brings into the world comes down on Him. He comes ultimately to that place of lama sabachthani. Why have you abandoned me? He comes to that place because that's the worst place a human can get to. Of all the bad places sin can take us, that place of feeling distant and separate from God, that's the worst. And if you've ever been even close to that lonely place, You know I'm right. Jesus allows himself to be taken there so that whatever you go through, whatever I go through, whatever consequences of sin we might face, we know he's been there. Jesus allows himself to be taken there, to that place of loneliness. And he bears the full burden of that heaviest consequence of sin. He goes into that dark place, experiences it fully, and then he defeats it and comes out the other side. And he does that for us because we can't. He experiences those consequences of sin, but he's victorious over them. We're going to talk a lot about that this week together. You'll want to be here for that. And we need those words. We need Lama Sabachthani to remind us just how far Jesus is willing to go for us. We need Lama Sabachthani to remind us that, yes, God is victorious, but his victory comes through submission and not power. We need Lama Sabachthani to remind us God wins, but his way, not ours. Hosanna, Lama Sabachthani. They look contradictory, but today we know they go together. Hosanna, Lama Sabachthani. We need them both. In Jesus' name, amen. Could we stand?